This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And what?
Right.
Okay. And what? And what? Get to him, Rob Bass.
Oh, that's good.
It's what rap sounded like before AI and auto-tune and being able to cuss.
Yeah, before they got filthy.
Yeah.
For the NWAs and WCs and MAC-10s.
God, man. Brings back so many memories.
Hey, son.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, I can see you doing the head spins on your linoleum.
No, this was post breakdancing for me. I didn't ever break to this. This was more like your, like you remember the guy that danced with the,
yes.
Boy, this is really dating myself. And I've been doing that for the last 3 years. Remember the guy that danced with MC Hammer whose hair looked like the end of a spade?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That guy, the way he would dance.
Yeah, do this side thing like with your
that
feet.
That thing, like
how
I'm
do
doing
you do
now.
That? Yeah.
Like, that dude would slide like 8 feet across
yes.
the stage when he would do that stuff. And it was like...
He had to have some gimmick shoes on, had to.
And then he would start doing that. I think it's called popping and locking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That looks like Darren's dance grooves.
But he does that. Then I never cared for the MC Hammer. It's like he was strutting like an Egyptian. You remember that thing? He put his hands on his hips and he'd slide side to side.
He'd do the side to side. Then he'd do it with his hands.
Yeah, I never really understood that. Nor did I understand them big old blousy pants. I never tried to. Again, I had it. The fact that I was overweight when I was younger saved me in so many fashion situations where I couldn't find parachute pants. I couldn't find. There was no skinny jeans then.
Yeah, but you could still have the LA Gears with the little pink twirls if you wanted on the side.
No, my dad would call me names if I wore those shoes.
God, there were kids like in school, like boys wearing crop tops back then. It was kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. That look where girls would wear it with like one tank top showing on the side.
Like, why are the guys dressed up like Wesley Snipes and White Man Can't Jump? That's how they looked.
Better than to Julie Newmar or whatever. Wong Fu.
You got bicycle shorts. That was a thing. Remember those?
I'm trying to find
Hell
a
yeah.
leg move, man.
Back when Jennifer Lopez was a fly girl.
People wore bicycle shorts to school.
Literally, like half leggings to school. And men and women.
No way in hell you could do that.
You could
that
sit
now.
There, you could see the toe and the banana. All of it. It was
Uh-oh.
All there. It
the
was
toe
all there.
And banana.
Yeah.
It's my favorite band.
And this was a time when there was... You know, people were not grooming the lower area. So it would be like, you'd see, it'd look like, what are you stealing some cotton candy? What's going on down there?
Oh, I just saw a picture of some guy posing with this girl, and it looked like she was smuggling a Brillo pad in the drawer.
Here you go. Here's your moves right here.
which I don't care.
Yeah, like the running man and all that. I give up on that. I can't even, you know, the smallest one to do. You got to have strong ass ankles to crip walk. You just do.
Really do.
Like that, it's very minimal moving.
You got to make sure you bend over far enough to do the sweep when you start.
I can't turn the opposite feet different directions and walk and do that. I can Ric Flair, Jackie Fargo strut.
I hate to glorify an organization that murders people, but that was a really cool dance.
The coolest, if you said, who do you rep? I'm like, well, I try to walk like a Crip. I can't.
That.
What's
that?
That's the move. Paige just found the video of the guy with the crazy hair doing the,
Is that guy still have the same hair? Because, you know, Coolio would cut holes in his caps so he wouldn't change his hairstyle.
Let it hang out. Oh, yeah.
What's the dance move where you grab the foot, like, from the back?
Oh, yeah, this.
No way. Dude. Yeah, no way. I can't do it now.
I could have never. No way.
God, we should try it.
To jump over it? Oh, I can't. I can. My flexibility's better. I can't jump my own leg.
Oh, not the one side, probably.
No, that's the one. I'm more flexible on the one side than the other one.
Dang.
I know. I hope it doesn't make me now, like, this one's so good. They're like, well, hell, we got to do the other one now. Mm-mm.
If I had help from the table, I could probably get the leg back there.
Yeah, but I could jump over. I'm not going to try it. See, screw your text. It's Friday, and nobody wanted me going to ER on the weekend.
No, and I was thinking of that move, and I saw it in my mind. And it's like, I had to look at.
If you don't know what we're talking about, imagine you take your right leg, put it behind. We're not doing the hokey pokey. You take your right leg, put it behind your left, and then you're going to jump in the air while still holding your leg, jumping over the leg. No, sir.
No.
I'm too tired.
That's the equivalent of running and jumping a fence where, again, you put your hands down on the fence and sling your legs over. Never in a million years could I even fathom doing that.
Plus the one where you got the foot from behind, you got to move it back and forth and do the hand too. The hand in the head.
Like double Dutch girls. Guys double Dutch too, but I remember the double Dutch girls.
Oh yeah, the jumper is so hard.
When I went to see Run DMC that time with my Aunt Brenda and Cousin Lisa. And she was putting her fingers in her ears because they started cussing and stuff. They had the double Dutch, I think they're called the double Dutch twins or double Dutch girls. Anyway, these girls that would jump rope and dance at the same time. And it was,
God, man.
I'd rather go see that than the Chinese ballet over at Spartanburg.
We used to watch them do it for the American Heart Association. They would tour and, like, do it to get you to jump rope as kids. They bring the double Dutch teams in.
How did they, like?
Who would want to do it now?
Bianca Belair had them at at WrestleMania, where they were sitting there.
Oh, I'm going back to the 80s. Look at that.
That goes, they don't do that anymore. Not in the hood. They don't jump rope and skate.
You don't know. When's the last time you been? Huh?
Brother, let me tell you. I go through Nickeltown a lot, and they don't do that there.
It's actually, it's downtown now. It's inflation got a hold of it. It really did.
Gentrification got a hold of half of it anyway.
Yeah. You mean the art district?
Urban sprawl, if you want to call it that and feel less guilty about it.
Could you do that, the worm?
Yeah. I mean,
no. You probably could now.
I always could.
You could always do the worm?
Hand to God. It's one of those weird things, man. I got good chakras, I reckon. I don't know. It was like I could do, you know, like Otis on wrestling.
Otis.
It always goes back to wrestling, but some about the gut added to the, you know.
Yeah, the buoyancy. It's like, got it rolling.
But you can do a good, like a Scotty Too Hotty good worm.
No, I didn't have like on, but I could go across a room doing it. Yeah. It's almost like those shoes that older people are wearing now where it's like half
the
a wheel on the bottom.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's like that's what your gut turned into. That. So it helped you to kind of rock it. If you had nothing but ribs down there, that's going to hurt like crap. Like scrap iron.
I can do the slug. I can lay there and you can pour salt on me.
I'm going to send this to myself.
My best move, I'm doing Q&As. My best breakdance move was the knee spin. I could do that, like get on one knee and spin on the knee in a circle. I could do it like Claudio Castagnoli spins people in the circle. I could do it forever.
That sounds hard, actually. I mean, you got to put the other.
You got to have linoleum. Can't do it on carpet. I screwed up. I'm cussing a lot today. I got to calm down.
You filthy. Yeah, I know where you're going to be Sunday.
That's your deal.
I need to be. spinning on one knee in a circle, but you'd spin yourself with the hands every once in a while to keep you going. But yeah, I could get that going kind of loop-de-loop crazy.
Then you'd start puking. It's like Ralph and everywhere.
Only if I had a couple dozen donuts.
Look at old Harris with his high top fade.
And that's also my memories of that. Like, you know how you remember, like, your grandma's house as you were a kid was, like, huge. And then if you ever went into it as an adult, it was real small. You're like, this place was huge when I was a kid. I probably wasn't spinning all that fast, but in my mind it was. You know what I mean? Like, my vision of it would be, like, in a movie where I'm spinning real fast. There's even, like, a tornado swirling nearby. And then they show real life, and it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
The Poe Millions were like, yo.
Poe Millionaires.
Is that ass mole out there?
If you're going to address my clique, it's Poe Millionaires.
Poe Millionaires.
Eddie Joe knows what's up.
Shout out Hammond Street Grocery.
Hammond Street Grow. I learned to play pinball there. True story. And that was something that Hey Baby didn't like for some reason. And you know why she didn't like it? It wasn't gambling or anything. There was paintings of, it was the graphics of women with huge boobs and bikinis was the background of the pinball machine. Keep putting your money in there, man. It's like, it ain't like her top's going to fall off. She's like, you trying to shake it? I said, no, I don't want it to tilt, mama.
Oh, my goodness.
You ain't putting your money in.
She thought it was like she's going to get naked, you know, the lady on the screen if I want her.
Can you imagine if that was a game?
I know. I would have been in there every damn day.
I remember working in cable years and years ago. This woman was so embarrassed she wouldn't hand me her remote because it was a woman and you had to take her top off to get to the volume switch.
No way.
She said, that's my husband's. It's not mine.
Of course. That's like, that was my cousin's, man. I don't smoke that stuff. All right. More of that. This will be the only opportunity now, as we just talked out the entire segment, to do live phone calls with you. So if you want to, 1-800-774-0093. We've got the FOF line coming up, the 8 o'clock hour. I've yet to ask because I haven't, like, a month. Is there heat on this one? I have not asked that yet.
There's no heat.
Oh, well.
I mean, do you want some heat?
No. I mean, I it's weird, right? Like, I'm sitting here saying, oh, give me some heat. And then it's like, no. It's like, well.
Well, who do you want the heat directed towards?
No, I think I'm saying that just for more promotionary purposes. Like, oh, who's the heat going to be on? Like, there's none this week.
Do you want to hear the guy again?
Yeah.
The cusser?
These pieces of dog, turd, ass, bitch of a man, motherfucker that I work with, who don't do a f***ing thing, but sit on his god darn flipping f***ing ass while I do all the damn work.
Oh. So that guy.
Dog, turd, ass, bitch, I got that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
DTAB. The choice is yours. All right.
Can I take it back real quick? Can I walk something back?
There's some heat.
There is some heat.
You just added it just now.
No, but it's not on you. But there is some heat.
Is it on me? Probably.
It's got to be, because he wouldn't add it for himself, because then it looks like he's now trying to put himself over. Because that's like, there's no heat.
Somebody catches on.
Damn.
Oh, I just now remembered it.
Sweat it out.
Oh, it's always on me.
Here we go again.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50. And use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wrote it down.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said I wrote it down.
Oh. I like this song a lot. That's why I chose to add it to my final rejoin day of the week.
I feel like Taker's going to come out now.
No. You know what's funny about this, Fat Boy, is that you make fun of me because I use the app Shazam a lot when I hear songs. And I'm like, I don't want to sit here and just try to figure it out all day. There's an app called Shazam.
Shazam.
The, the developer was a big fan of Gomer Pyle. Shazam, Shazam. And
that should be how you say it to get it to work.
Shazam.
That's the only way it will work.
I didn't find out till the other day that you can change your smart speaker that starts with an A word to literally whatever you want it to. Like you can call it a nickname or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can I change mine to Mother Blanker Jones?
God.
As long as you don't say that too much in your normal conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of the main reasons they had to change it is because people that had people in their family with that name.
Oh, okay.
You know, you imagine saying, hey, A word, remind me to buy toilet paper. And the kid's name's Alyssa. Like, Mom, why don't you write it down?
How much would you like me to buy?
You know, they, no, so anyway... This song, obviously, this has been done by a bunch of different people.
Old Johnny.
Most notably Johnny Cash. Used by Mark Calloway several times. The Undertaker.
But Undertaker. Her,
Garrison Starr and The Gospel Truth is who does this one. Called Ain't No Grave. But so the reason I know this song is because... and. Fatboy never pays, gives, what is the word I'm looking here for? Compliments.
Oh, yeah.
Or like.
I'll dap you up, though.
Hey, you said this was a great place to go eat, and I went there, and it was great. You know, never such as. Fatboy told me a TV show, and you know what? I was sitting there, and I was like, what's it going to be? And there's a couple of shows that I'm perturbed at that I used to really enjoy.
I had to qualify it for you, though.
But enough about AEW. Let's talk about The Bondsman. Wowee.
The Bondsman's.
That's what that song is from, episode one, in the background at the end. Boom, when it goes to black, is what plays.
Do you know what I feel like hooked you when I was setting it up for you?
What?
Half-hour episodes.
Yes, very, yes.
That is a plus.
Yeah.
And there's only like eight of them.
And also, just reminding me, I didn't like that one movie I saw on Peacock that Kevin Bacon did, because it was a little too wokey.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it was.
A little too...
What was that called?
It was called...
Them? Was it called Them?
I remember it as two gay guys having sex on a pier very violently.
That'd have been a better title.
It would have been a better title.
I would have watched it more
Screen's
than
not big enough to have
it's
the whole
too
time.
Too wokey.
It's just too in your face, like, yeah, we're going to totally invert everything about this. And
I guess good to have the inclusion, but, like, when you're having...
It's the obvious, though, like, I brought this up a while ago, and I noticed it more and more that, like, on SNL, Saturday Night Live, which is another thing, I thought when I say SNL, I assume people would get that. And I literally got an email, this could have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, it said... What is S and L?
God almighty.
I'm like, you as bad as that woman that was on Facebook fussing that said she wanted to go to a S&S cafeteria and her nephew was saying she wanted to go eat ass for breakfast or whatever it was, her birthday dinner. It's SNL. They used to do, I'm just observing here, they used to do a lot of drag queen stuff on there. Now they only dress women up as men, only, which exclusively.
Is, that's the key. That is hilarious.
What's the key, though?
Like, that's...
I mean, if you're going for laughs, I feel like the latter gets, the prior gets more than the latter, and I don't mean Richard.
You think so? You think the, to me...
A dude dressed up as a, like, the way Flip, you remember Flip Wilson?
Oh, yeah, Geraldine.
The way he would do that was, like, freaking... funny as crap. Yep. But
now we're at the time where, you know, it's more accepted to people are like that in society.
Yeah.
You have your trans, I don't know how that, I can't
Siberian
say
Siberian Orchestra.
I don't know how that works.
You can't shorten it.
I don't know how the labels are.
You can't.
If I say you're a trans man, what am I saying? I'm trying to say you're a man that dresses like a woman.
But what if the guy's, but you're the reason you're saying it is because he drives a Trans Am. You're a trans man. What? No, I'm a Trans Am man. Like, it's way different, buddy.
I get them mixed up.
Wait a minute. Does Trans Am mean Trans America? No, it does not. It means fast car.
Like, you don't,
in French.
I used to drive a Trans Am.
That's hard to believe.
No, you that's see. The one that I got in trouble in.
Okay, you're saying that as I should remember this. But I don't remember, I swear. What'd you get in trouble doing?
I got pulled over driving someone's
Using your
Trans
mouth
Am.
On BB King.
No, I never did that. He was a nice man.
I know. It's just a little reset from yesterday.
That's going to come out now.
You're going to be on Access Hollywood
now. I
got
pulled over driving someone's Trans Am because we were trying to see how fast it can go. Yeah. And then I also got in trouble driving a Nissan Z. Nissan? Remember the Z cars? Let me see.
No, but I'm a fat dude.
Do you remember Z cars? Yeah, if it was like, my uncle had a car at one point, and I was like, he ain't getting in that car.
I've only seen one Fast and the Furious, so I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so the Z was very fast. It was my boyfriend's.
Oh, yeah.
And he let me borrow it because my car was in the shop.
What was wrong with your car?
What'd you do to get in trouble, though?
I was going... No, I left
work. You pulled a Jesse James Dupree.
The cop said I was going 100 miles an hour, but I don't think I was at all. I think maybe 80.
It doesn't
80,
feel like it sometimes.
Maybe 80, because this car was... It had a very souped-up V8 engine.
You ever going down 85 and really not paying attention to your speed limit? Like, you're just kind of keeping up with everybody
not
else?
Not at all, you criminal.
I just sometimes will be going down 85, and I'm just keeping up with the Joneses or whatever, and I look down, I'm going like 85. I'm like, God.
I drive past the cops and point to other people like, hey, you should be watching him. Look at this guy who slammed on his brakes so you wouldn't give him a ticket.
Yeah.
I pull over and give him a donut.
And that's when I went to traffic school there in California because I was getting tickets.
For speeding.
You criminal?
No, it's just...
Oh, what else do you do? Trafficking.
Traffic-wise?
Trafficking.
I was going the wrong way on a one-way street. I mean, I have a list of things that I did.
We've got 3.5 more hours. Two
parking
hours
tickets.
Did you go to jail for anything?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what was it like when you... Because I've been processed.
Oh,
you gotta get
there?
Naked.
No, I didn't go to jail there for anything. I did get in trouble for...
What did you go to jail for?
Well, I got in trouble because I was filming during a protest. And I passed lines that I wasn't supposed to do.
That could be every day.
I also got in trouble.
You were at the beginning of Antifa then.
I was also... Well, that was like, you know, the...
Are you talking about stage protests?
Yeah, it was...
Oh, my
it
God.
Was, it was like... for
rights, some kind of rights.
No, it was the nuclear weapon place that they put underground by a school, and they were protesting there. So I remember
I just
filming
looked at the camera, like Magnum PI.
I remember because I used to film a lot of stuff and then sell it with a camera.
Well, hang on now, with
you
one,
you can still do that from home.
No, but back in the day, you would
it's
film, you would film stuff and you'd call networks like, "Hey, I got this train wreck or something, and,
got
and
me
we're covering this.
Let me get that number.
Do you want to buy this? So,
yes, I
if they're
buy
buying
it.
Train wrecks,
yeah,
I can make some money today.
So you're like Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler.
No,
you're an independent.
But a lot of people when you start out is like doing news and stuff because I was an intern. That I would either
were you selling B-roll? Like, were you the one, like, when they talk about diets and they film fat people walking down the street, but from the head down or from the neck down only?
The guy that I was dating.
I hate those, especially when you see yourself on the news, but not your face.
Was a cameraman, and he said, I need you to write some stuff for me while I'm filming, and we'll go do this crazy stuff. And I said, okay. Wow. One thing that I did is that we covered a train wreck that involved people that were playing on the train tracks, and a kid was killed. Like somebody who was, well, he was like 13.
God, it's awful.
Dang.
And that I stopped doing that because I just got tired of being, you know, I wanted a job. And eventually I did get a job.
Yeah.
You seen that movie I'm talking about, Nightcrawler?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
It's a good one.
It's very.
He films news and sells it.
Nice little swerve ending.
Yep.
Whose house?
Swerve's house.
There we go.
But then you have to be careful during an earthquake. You can't just go into buildings and start filming because it could be, you know, they may mark it off with a yellow tape, and if you pass it, you're in trouble.
I thought it was going to be like a hot story. You got arrested, went to prison, had to process, got naked, had to spread them.
No.
Something at the grotto at the Playboy Mansion or something. Eckersley Hostage.
I've never been to the grotto.
Some chick named Beth who runs the jail.
I wanted to go to the grotto because I wanted to see the animals there.
How long did you serve the, like, how long were you in there? Did you beat Fat Boy's record?
When I got arrested here?
No, when you got arrested for this fake protest thing.
Oh, no, I just had to sign something. And
I
had to give up the...
Well, then I'm in there, too. I went on pretrial intervention. I was in high school.
I had to give up all the stuff that I filmed because it was government information.
It's another thing. Aggravate my mama and daddy both is they paid all that money for me to go to pretrial intervention to get that off my record as soon as I get a radio show. I was on PTI when I was in high school.
PTI. I didn't memorize Rob's number back then. I couldn't call him.
And Rob was probably still over in Korea. That's Looper. Germany. I have international friends page.
But I did write a story about Lawrence Livermore Lab where they had, they had the groundwater polluted. And I was covered.
Was that the Aaron Brockovich thing?
No, this is another place because a lot of.
Oh my God, that is Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. No, it's not. This is in.
Water pollution. I forgot the company.
Northern California.
But don't you agree that it would, Aaron Brockovich, a better movie title would have been, Charlotte Page Wiskowski. I do.
Water. No. Dirty Water Woman.
Charlotte Page.
No, because I was writing that with a couple of people.
Wow.
I can't believe you went to jail or got arrested and didn't have to process. I think you'd have been right up their alley.
No, who bonded you out?
Well, when they arrest you, like in a group protest, they just put you in like a van and haul you in, and then they process you.
That sucks.
Giggy hooked me up.
They hauled us
make everybody get naked.
What up, Giggy?
And I just happened to be there with somebody who was protesting because, you know, they didn't want nuclear weapons in this neighborhood. Mm. And it, you know.
God, you didn't get a peanut butter and applesauce sandwich or nothing.
No.
Did anyone try to like lay you down and
squeeze these?
No.
Cheeks?
No.
None of that. Okay, good. Now, after all that talking, you going to be able to do headlines now?
Yeah.
Okay. What is going on in the Plex?
Well, hang on. We got to talk about Elon Musk. And did he actually fire this character?
Oh, that's Errol's boy. His dad does more interviews than Elon does.
Yeah, but the way she said that, did he? I don't know if that was her southern vernacular, if we're talking about Sean Combs.
We're going to finish jury selection today.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Be wrapped up.
Okay, we'll find out the true answer to that and more. The FOF line coming up 8 o'clock hours. The Rise Guys, happy Friday. I said Rise Guys.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart,
protein plus, and keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code listen50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So one of a beloved Sesame Street characters is in the news. And that's because...
Bert's leaving Ernie.
Man.
Calling it quits.
It's interesting how that played out over the years.
And I can't... I don't know. I could try to do an Elmo voice, but I don't know if I can. So a fake LinkedIn
profile. No one's going to ask you to try.
So a fake LinkedIn profile by Elmo from Sesame Street was going around saying that he was being fired due to the federal budget cuts and was looking for work.
Oh, PBS money.
Who would do that, though? Who would want to get rid of Elmo?
I don't know. Always struck me as odd how you get government funding and still beg for it the rest of the year, too.
Like, I still don't know what Arab Sesame Street is. I would like to see that.
What Arab?
Where they're talking about Doge, some of the stuff they were spending money on.
Oh.
Arab Sesame Street.
Oh,
was
yeah.
One of the things.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good, you know, for kids, but I didn't know that was still produced. Sesame Street in general.
I know. You think, like, I was at the farm the other day. It was, wow. It's so weird. Like, my daughter watched Fairly Odd Parents, and now my grandson loves Fairly Odd Parents. And it's the same episodes.
Does he pick up on it?
Like the, no. Yeah. They were always coy with that. You're talking about as far as, like, putting funny things in there for the family as well? The mom and dad watching or whatever?
Does he watch, what's the other one?
Spotty and Friends is his favorite.
The other popular Nickelodeon show that was huge.
Double Dare?
I don't know if I heard it, man. It was two dudes. Maybe not dudes. It was two characters.
You talking about Curious George and the Yellow Hat guy?
Yeah.
No.
I never named him. It was just Yellow Hat, I think.
I don't want to look it up.
A Berenstain or Stain Bear?
No, this is around the time of like Fairly Odd Parents. It was a huge Nickelodeon show. Pretty sure it was Nickelodeon.
Not Witches of Eastwick. What was it called?
I would say SpongeBob was number one and this show was number two.
What about Hey Jesse? Tower. That was a show.
I think it was a Disney show.
Zach and...
You on that Disney tip.
Zach, Sweet Life of Zach and Mary.
Oh, my God.
Zach and Cody make a porn? I don't remember.
Wow, that's what it was.
did I mix them up?
Did you know that public broadcasting, the whole channel and the whole thing was established in 1967?
Rick and Morty.
There you go.
Maybe that was good. One guy.
My daughter loved that. And it wasn't until we both realized they're kind of, it's kind of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Morty. Doc, Water. Rick, Marty, and they're time traveling.
Maybe it was one guy, Rick and Morty. That was his full name.
You're thinking of Hulk and Marty.
So you don't think that the premise of non-biased public broadcasting for education is a good idea that was established in 1967 by Lyndon B. Johnson?
Right.
You don't think that's good?
LBJ.
I didn't say that.
Non-commercial.
I didn't say that.
I think that's what the whole thing and the whole argument with Elmo is about, that people think that non-biased, non-profit.
So here's where I will, non-binary. This is what I say to that, is do you remember, and it's like, again, back to my grandson, he has, it's not a Tickle Me, but he has an Elmo, it's like Farmer Elmo or something, how pro-pro, and think of the money that they make off the licensing for Sesame Street alone, but yeah. Yet it's still funded by the people. It's like when I go to Target, I went to Target and they're selling, and it was cool too, but I'm like, I can't pull that off. But it was a t-shirt that made it look like you were a NASA astronaut. And I'm like, by God, after paying taxes for humpteen decades now, I should be able to walk out of here with this shirt for free. Because I paid for NASA as a cent. Why am I then buying a shirt? Why don't we get an American flag every year when we pay our taxes?
Do you get one, like a free smoke detector? Will the fire department give you a flag? Somebody gives you a flag, I'm pretty sure.
I ain't got no one. There's I give to this charity, the disabled veterans, where they send me address labels, but I don't ever use them.
Look, it's,
they're just very, that it's not really me. I don't use address labels first.
But if you didn't,
you got a machine though, right?
Yeah.
But where else are you going to find programming like that? That's educational.
Spice Channel.
But it's also an argument about the education that it leans away.
I remember Sesame Street growing up, and
yeah.
And I remember the good in it.
You know why you remember it though? Because there was like two or three options. It's like, why do I remember the Bozo show? Yeah. Bozo. It wasn't like that big to like society, mainstream,
Bozo
really.
Bozo was on network TV.
It was on WGN at Chicago.
And you always hated the kid who couldn't get the ball in the bucket.
That last, just the grand prize game, you dork.
But that's for entertainment. That's not for
Right, but education. I'm saying you should not get government funding for something like NASA and then also have IP to sell back to the same people who paid for it. That's dumb to
it's
me.
Like making money for free.
That's like if the radio station said, hey, do you have a planet shirt? No. Well, we'll sell you one for $25.
Well, I understand that, but I'm thinking as a platform for teachers, yeah. And educational programming is a good idea.
Will it's you... like paying for your kid to go to private school and then they put on a play and you got to pay $20 a head to get in to see it. Bull yeah, crap. You're getting free labor from a kid.
But you shouldn't have all the commercials in that. It should be from a fund where it's strictly for educational purposes.
Funny you say that, because today's show is brought to you by the number 88 for Edith right. In Chattanooga, Tennessee.
But you know what
I'm saying. Twice.
You know what I'm saying.
I do, yeah. So it's just one of them. It's where something like that goes political, and it's like, why?
The reason
I like Count Chocula. Is that his name?
I like public TV is because that's where you see the art, and you see people playing violin and guitar and things like that. Where I grew up.
I like it for Austin City Limits. I take
that. Yeah, I think that's great, and I think that should continue where it's not, you know. Yeah. Rated or anything. And
you don't like watching 10 hours of Nova on loop? That's all it is. Austin City Limits and Nova.
Is that what comes on after it?
And Downtown
Eddie. Yeah, because it'll pick up some of that after it on the DVR.
And now here's the violin.
I don't even know if it's DVR anymore. I think it's just on demand.
I played violin.
Look, we already know you had money.
But
the fact that you were in strings, we know you had money.
If you said you played a fiddle, I'd respect you more.
No, I played orchestra.
Oh.
Well, you obviously didn't play in Texas. You know why? You got to have a fiddle in a band.
Still guitar's hot.
I never learned that. I learned concert music. But you know what? I don't.
Concert music.
I gave up violin for ballet. Oh, I had to choose because my mother said I can't afford both.
She should have.
What?
She should have known like what you were working with and you couldn't do ballet. Because, you know, you got your boobs are too
big.
Well,
when I started, I didn't look like a.
Go ahead.
A mangled body.
Oh, my God.
But you grew into it.
Right. We're going to boost that self-esteem today somehow.
God played a cruel joke on me and gave me the body of my family. You know, everybody looks like I do in my family. And it's a curse. It's not.
You mean like the same facial features and whatnot?
Or does your brother have big boobs?
No, just the women in my family.
I see.
Oh, my God.
I understand.
It's awesome, though.
Gotcha.
Well, you know one of them.
Yes, I do.
And you know, I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
But she's right, though.
Yes.
Other family members that I've seen.
Diabetes runs in my family. So look, we have all that in common.
It's a curse.
All right. Thank you.
You want a little
I mean, yeah.
What you whistle again?
Is it the same? This is the guy who cannot cuss.
He can't figure it out.
These pieces of sh- dog turd ass bitch of a man motherfucker that I work with who don't do a f***ing thing but sit on his god darn flipping f***ing ass while I do all the damn work.
All the work.
All of it. So... That didn't sound like Fat Boy. That didn't sound like me. That didn't sound like Paige. Who was that guy talking about? And who's got some heat on him today? We will answer those questions, maybe, and more next in the FOF line. It all starts next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.